Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Alocha Dalet. We ended the previous Daf when the Gemara asked a question. We learned that if someone has a tree that's standing in one place and the branches go to another place, so it depends where the person is standing, that's what we consider if he's in the Chatzar or out of the Chatzar. And the Gemara asked, what happens if he could take the fruits with Dukri? He's able to take he's standing in one place, but he takes the fruits from the other place with a pole. Says the Gemara now on the top of the Medav on Dalif. Dalmo. Dalmo means a story. Reb Zeiro, Verav Awar Barkano, Verav Levi, Avu Yasin. Verav Reb Zeiro, Mekanter, Le'ilim Dagato, Vitzovach Lohen. So they're sitting down, Reb Abba, Reb Levi, and Reb Zeiro. And Reb Zeiro was complaining about the people that Darshan Agato, and he screamed to them, Sifri Kismi. Meaning he called them Kismim, what the Torah calls to sorcery, to witchcraft, because he basically said the drushes that they're doing with the Agato is not necessarily true. Omerle Rav Abba Barkano, Lama Mikanto Loin? Sha'ol V'ilin Megimin Loch. Why are you so upset on people Dasha Agato? Ask a question, and we'll give you an answer. Omerle Mawa Din Dichtiv, how you get a Dash in the Pasuk? Ki chamas adam todeko sheris tech chemois tachgor. The anger a person will thank you, and the leftover anger you will keep. What does this pasuk mean? Omar lei, so answered Rabbo Barkano, ki chamas adam todeko boi lamaze. When a person gets anger in this world, gets punished, and he thinks that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu does it for his own good, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish him in the world to come, whatever is left to punish. The leftover of the anger, tachkor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, will belt, will close up, and won't take it out in Olam Haba. Omer Leis, he told him, Oy Neymar, may we get dash differently? Ki chamas adon todecho bo Olam Haba. Meaning, in Olam Haba, one will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the anger he gave him in Olam Hazeh. And what they think will include Sheiris Chemos Tachkor B'Olam Hazeh. The fact Kadosh Baruch Hu did not punish him fully in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, a person doesn't get fully punished, he gets somewhat punished. And Kadosh Baruch Hu did not punish him fully, and Olam Haba, one will appreciate it. So Rabbo was dashing one way, that the beginning of the Pasuk speaks about Olam Hazeh, and then the Pasuk speaks about Olam Haba. So came Rav Zeiro and said, maybe you say the opposite. Maybe the beginning of the Pasuk speaks about Olam Haba, and the end of the Pasuk says Olam Hazeh. Oh, my Rav Levi. Rav Levi had different drasha. How do you dashin? Kesheteoire chamoscho ala rishayim. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes the rishayim, tzadikim roim at oisaleem vemoidim lishmecho. And Rav Chaim explains that the beginning of the pasuk is ki chamas adom todecho. When the anger of Hashem comes on the rishayim, so the tzadikim will be moide, and remeile sheiris chemos dachkor. Remeile, before the schus that the tzaddikim will moide Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish them fully. Umav zero, hi hofcho, vehi mehapcho. You could dash in this way, you could dash in this way. Loi shemini minoklum. You don't learn from this anything. Meaning, because you could dash to the pasuk so many different ways, so there's not a clear drasha that comes out of it. Yirmi abni. So he tells his son Yirmi. Ozol tsur dokintoch. Go collect the dokini. Dokini is what we refer to in the end of the previous daf. The question, if you take the fruits with a pole. Meaning, go deal with sugyas and shmaitza, with halacha, to come and understand what the halacha is. Tihi tovo min klum. Or another gear, so tihi tovo min kulum. It's better to deal with halacha than to dash in agado. That is what Rabbi Zehir is saying in this gemara. So in the first one, I've explained, he's saying, from the drasha of Agada, you can't come to any halacha l'maaseh. It's a good drasha, it's good to think about. But if you want to know halacha l'maaseh, you have to deal with hilchasa. Kedidah Zigmara quotes the Mishnah of Bote Arichoyimah. We learn that Bote Arichoyimah, if someone sells a house in Bote Arichoyimah, he doesn't redeem within a year, so then it's gone for him forever, it doesn't come back in the Yovel. The same thing applies to other items, like a tree. Says the Gemara, Tama Tedin, we learned over there, Koshu Lifrim Enachoyimah, whatever is in the wall, meaning it's surrounded by a wall. It's like the houses, and including also other items like trees. Chutz min asodes, except fields. Fields are not included in Bote Arichoyimah. Rameh Arimah, Asodes, Rameh Argus, it says the fields are included as well. Continues the Gemara from the Daf on base. My time with Rabbanon. What's the drusha of Rabbanon? The Kama Bais says the house. Ainly Ela Bais. It's only a house. We're not but a bodin. Places where you press oil. Uboyois. Pits. Shichin Umearis. Different types of caves. Umechatsiois. Bathhouses. Veshevachos. Nests. Umigdolois. Which are big shelves where the birds stay. How do you know that all of that is included? Tomaloyim Asher Bayir, whatever is in the city. Yechol Afasodos, what about the fields? Tomalor Ma'abai, to learn from the fact that Torah said house. Ma'abai Shumiyuchot Shu Beis Diro, that is a place where people live. Yotu Sodosh Einom Beis Diro, take away fields where it's not a Beis Diro, but Mashenk and the other items that we mentioned, where animals live there. My time of their mayor, what's the reason for a mayor? It says in the Pazuk Ma'abai, Einli Elabai's Tavka house. Minayin the rabbis pati bodim, the presser, the place where you press the oil. Boy roys the pits. Shichin umaros the living caves. Umichotzios, which are the bathhouses. Veshivachos the nests. Umigdolos the big towers where the birds stay. Veasados and the fields is what Ramir is coming to add. Tomalei mashabeir anything in the city. And as the Rashi Tzilera points out, the Gemara in Erchin asks, according to Ramir, what are you going to do with bais, specifically house? To tell you that the field is supposed to be a field that was not planted in there. If it's planted, you can't really be there. Speaking about a flat land where people could stay. Continues the Gemara in Daf, Shein Zasher Lo Yechoimo, that it has a wall. Prat Lebais Habonim Bechoimo, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It really says, if you have a house that is built on the wall of the city, meaning the wall of the city is one of the walls of the house, so it doesn't have an extra wall surrounding it, it's not part of Bat Yehuda Yechoimo. The Bateri Chayma, the rule of Bateri Chayma has to have the wall of the city surrounding the house besides the wall of the house. Rav Shimon says, no, it's fine. Even if the one of the walls of the house is the Chayma, it's still considered to be that it has a Chayma, that it has a wall. What's the difference in the Drosha? Rav Doris Asher Loi Chayma. It has a Chayma. It has an additional wall. Rav Shimon Doris Asher Loi Chayma with a Aleph, not with a Vav. Asher Lo Yechoimo does not have a Chayma. What do you mean doesn't have a Chayma? It says Boter Yechoimo. Meaning even the house which is built on the wall, that the wall is one of its walls, and it doesn't have an extra wall, it's also included in Boter Yechoimo. Kedus the Gemara and refers to the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that in Ari Miklot, you go based on the knife, means you go based on the branches. It says the Gemara, Omar Avchinino, Vehu She'olah Derech HaKnoif. Meaning, if the Ritzeach, the killer, Ari Miklot, is standing under the knife, under the branches, or he's on the branches, and he went there through the branches, so he never went into the city. The branches are sticking out of the city. And he's standing around these branches, and he got to there, he was never in the city. So then the knife is not part of the city. But if he got to the tree from the trunk, and the trunk was in the city, and from the trunk he got to the branches, so because the trunk is in the city and he started in the city, and from there he went to the knife, so then the knife still saves him in Botei Ari Miklot. And this is what we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rav Chaim said, that we talk about Afachar knife, meaning the knife is going to save him also, even though it's not in the city, as long as he comes from the Ikar, from the trunk. Continues now, the Gemara refers to the next part of the Mishnah. Last part of the Mishnah spoke about B'Yushalayim HaKol Olech Achar HaNoif. The Yushalayim go based on the branches. As Rav Chaim mentioned here, it goes L'Chumro. What it means L'Chumro? If the trunk is outside the city and the branches are inside the city, so you cannot redeem Ma'aseh Sheni outside because of the branches that are sticking inside. And if it's the opposite case, that the trunk is in the city and the branches are outside the city, you cannot eat Ma'aseh Sheni by the trunk because of the branches sticking outside. So says the Gemara, Masniso de Bichamai. Our Mishnah like Bichamai. The Bichamai Oimrim HaKol Kelifrim. Refers to a Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni that speaks about regarding Boti Habadim, the places where you create oil, where you press the olives. That there, the Mishnah discussed, if you have the opening outside and the main part inside, or vice versa, Bichamai say you always go L'Chumra. You always consider it to be inside. So here, when you have the tree, the trunk, and the branches, you always go L'Chumro, and you consider it to be inside L'Chumro. Continues the Gemara in the Alam HaBeisa, when the Alephan explains. Tani, it says in the Baiso, Hichzir is a noif mibifrim. If the branches are in the city, and the trunk is outside, Kulu Kalifrim, you will treat the trunk as if it's inside, and you cannot redeem Ma'aseh Sheni there. And that's what the Gemara says, V'is bahen tanyo kadmoi kevit shamai. Meaning this bride says also like Bet Shammai. But Bisil will argue and not say you always go to Chumma. Because according to Bisil, you take a straight line from the Chumma, from the wall. Whatever is outside of the Chumma is not Yerushalayim. Inside the Chumma is Yerushalayim, and we don't go to Chumma, that we say the branches pull over the trunk and vice versa. This is the conclusion of the third perek of Maseches Maestres, Hadron Loch Amar Teinim, Hadron Loch Amar Teinim, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Maestres Dav Lamed Aleph.